I'm convinced that there's one thing this world needs. This world, our country, many countries around the world need wisdom. They need understanding. Wisdom and understanding could change a whole lot of situations. And it's sad to say that a lot of people don't know where to find wisdom and they don't know where to find understanding. I mean, it seems as though every day as I look at the news, and I'm a person that normally just reads the headlines. And sometimes from just reading the headlines, you can find out a tremendous amount of stuff. And the headlines tell you that people think that wisdom is relative. People think that wisdom changes from day to day. And people think that the understanding of a situation changes from time to time. I want to share with you some of Moses' words from the book of Deuteronomy. But before I read the book of Deuteronomy, I want to give you an idea of what the book of Deuteronomy is. The book of Deuteronomy is most likely Moses' last sermon to the people who are getting ready to go into the promised land. Now, what you need to remember as Moses says these words, these people didn't live them. He's reminding them, these are people 40 years later, all of those who stood on the edge of the promised land one day that were getting ready to go in and said, oh, there's too big a giants there. There's too much going on. We can't take that land. We're just not sure we can do it. All of those people have died. Every one of them. Moses has been walking through the desert with them for 40 years, and Moses' GPS didn't work very good. They've been walking in circles, they've been walking here and there, they've been walking everywhere, and they have not gotten yet to the promised land. And in the process of all this, they've been complaining left and right. They're good current church folks, right? That's where we get our example to know how to complain is the book of Numbers. Go read the book of Numbers and all you see over and over and over again is the people complaining. So now Moses is with a new set of folks, those that have not lived this story before, and he wants to remind them about what they need to know to live in the promised land. So listen to these words that come from Deuteronomy chapter 4. Now, Israel, hear the decrees and laws I'm about to teach you. Follow them so that you may live and may go in and take possession of the land the Lord, the God of your ancestors, is giving you. Do not add to what I command you, and do not subtract. Do not subtract from it, but keep the commands of the Lord your God that I give you. You saw with your own eyes what the Lord did at Baal Peor. The Lord your God destroyed from among you everyone who followed the Baal of Peor. But all of you who held fast to the Lord your God are still alive today. See, I've taught you decrees and laws as the Lord my God commanded me, so that you may follow them in the land that you are entering to take possession of it. Observe them carefully, for this will show your wisdom and understanding to the nations, who will hear about all these decrees and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. What other nation is so great as to have their gods near them, the way the Lord our God is near them, is near us whenever we pray to him? And what other nation is so great as to have such righteous decrees and laws as this body of laws I am setting before you today? Only be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen or let them fade from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. Moses is reviewing for the people. He's reminding them, these are Moses' last words about following God's commands. And I know it's easy for us to say that these commands are hard, that they're difficult, but Moses wants to make sure that the people have them. He wants to make sure that they understand them. He wants to make sure that they see in the midst of them that this is God's way of helping, protecting, guiding. Okay? These are Moses' words about how important it is to follow God's commands. Now, God's commands for so many people are often seem as burdensome and difficult. I've found that as a pastor for 20-plus years, as I walk around and talk to people, they tell me it's so hard to follow God's commands. They're so difficult. This one says this, and that one says this, and this one, and I don't know how to even follow this one, and I don't know what this one means anymore. And people tell me they're so burdensome, they're difficult, they're hard to follow, they're hard to understand. Maybe many people think so, but I don't. I don't. This is not a thought that I have that I think is true. God's commands are not burdensome. God's commands are helpful. They're not difficult. They're easy to follow. And yet, even those who have been in church all their life often set these things aside and they say, this is too hard and this is too difficult and we're not going to follow this piece and we're not going to do this part. Sunday school, we're starting to study the book of James, and I think in other Sunday school classes also. There's a passage in the book of James that I found very few people will ever follow. James writes in his book, confess your sins to one another. And for all of those that are good Baptists, I don't need to confess my sins to anybody else. I can be my own priest to God, and I don't need to tell anybody else. Well, then why does the Bible say that? Why does the Bible say, then, confess your sins to one another? You know what I found? It's because I can get help and support when I sit down with another person and I say, this is a sin I have a problem with. And I also know that later down the road somewhere, they might walk up and they might ask me, so how's it going? I've been praying for you. Maybe we find that difficult because we don't like accountability. Maybe we find it difficult because we don't want to admit that we're not perfect. But you know what? If we would follow that one thing, the fellowship of the church would grow tremendously. It doesn't say, I can't find the passage in the Bible that says, when you greet other people, talk to them about the weather. It says talk to each other about our relationship with God. Always keep that on your tongue. Always keep that as something that you talk about. Always keep that as something that you share about. And even in this passage, what does Moses say? Make sure you share these things with your children and your children's children. You see, folks, God's commands are not burdensome and difficult. Moses desires for the people to see them as freedom to live life fully. Their freedom to live life fully, that's what God's commands are about. Yes, they give us a boundary to live within. But as I've talked with many folks over the years, when you live outside that boundary, what happens? Problems in relationships, problems in society, problems in communities. We shouldn't look at that boundary as don't cross this line or you might have fun. We should look at that boundary as God says, if you'll live within these commands and within this boundary, things will be much better for you. I mean, just think about it. God's the Ten Commandments we often think of as much greater than all the rest of the commandments. The truth is, all the commandments are God's commandments, and we need to work on them all. But God's commandment says, don't tell a lie. Think about what happens when you do. Think about what happens with the relationships. Think about what happens in community and in society. Think about what happens within government. Think about what happens in all of these different places when you tell a lie. Is that a bad boundary to live with inside of? No. Living inside of that boundary increases the wisdom and understanding that needs to go on. Thou shalt not kill. What happens when you cross that boundary? All kinds of hardness and sickness and ache. Thou shalt not covet what your neighbor has. What happens when you cross that boundary? You see, I don't see God's commands as burdensome and difficult. I see them as Moses wants the people to see them, as freedom to live life fully. That's what God's commands are. And when we live God's commands, then others will see the wisdom and understanding we have for life. When we live God's commands, others will see the wisdom and understanding that we have for life. Others will see it. I've shared with you the three guys that brought me to Christ. There was something they had that I didn't have. And it had to do with following God's commands. And I researched and looked into that and tried to find out, why is life so different for them? They weren't geniuses. But there was something about wisdom and understanding that they had that I didn't have. Because they were doing the best that they could to live God's commands. And that attracted me to a relationship with God. And that's what Moses is saying in this passage. Folks, when we live God's commands, it will attract people. I can't imagine what it would be like to live in the first couple of chapters of Acts. I just can't imagine. I mean, I think I can, but to live in the first couple of chapters of Acts means that this church would be full all the time. And it also means that when I go and open that door, there's people standing out there trying to figure out what we're doing in here. I can't remember a single time that I've walked out the front door of a church that there's people outside waiting to get in, trying to figure out what we're doing in here. And that's the way the book of Acts describes the church. The people were living the commandments of God, and they were living the wisdom and understanding that God had, and people were lining up trying to figure out what is going on in there. I mean, it even says that they were sitting in windows. We can't sit in the windows here. I guess we could try, but I don't think it's going to be very effective here. We can't open the windows, or we probably can open the windows, but it won't do us any good. There's protection on the outside of the stained glass windows because the insurance company says we got to have that. But in Paul's day, as he preaches, there's a man sitting in the window, and he falls out and dies. And Paul goes and resurrects him. Folks, where are the people lining up to come in here and find out what we're doing? Are we living the wisdom and understanding of God in such a way that people are going, what's going on there? I got to find out. I need to know. You see, that's what Moses is trying to tell the people. And all this is possible because we, the people of God, have a God who is near to us. Our God is not far away. Our God is not in a tomb somewhere, as it is for other religions. Our God is near to us, right near to us. And as you get up tomorrow morning and place your feet on the floor, God is right there with you as you do that. God is right there as you walk in to get your first cup of coffee tomorrow morning. And if you don't drink coffee, I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure God likes coffee. You know why I know that? No, I'm not going to tell you. Oh, Hebrews, huh? If you didn't get that, it'll catch up with you later, okay? Folks, it's about living the wisdom of God. It's about living that wisdom in such a way that people look at us and go, that's what I want. That's what I want. And we're able to do that because God is near to us. God is not a far off God. God is near to us. And God empowers us and helps us to live those commandments. That's an incredible thing. God says you don't have to do it on your own. You see, I used to think it was this way, that I would come to God and say, all right, God, give me my list of things that you want me to do. And God says, well, Tim, here's your list. And I go off and I do my list. This is what God wanted me to check. I got that one done, and I got that one done, and I got that one done. And I come back and I say, God, I got this list done. You got another list for me. You know what? That's not the way it works. It's not at all. God says, here's my commandments, here's the way I want you to live, and I want to live them in you and through you. It's not by your power, it's not by your energy, it's not by your skills, it's not by your ability, it's by a God who lives in us, who is near us, and who is living through us so that we can live those commands. And when I live the commands by the power of God, it is possible. It is possible. And for me, that's one of the things that the life of Jesus Christ shows me, is that Jesus came, was in connection with God all the time, and that God lived in him, through him, out into the midst of this world. And Jesus says, one of these days I'm going to ascend into heaven, and when I do, the Holy Spirit will descend upon you and keep you so that you can live the same commandments. Jesus showed us that it's possible. Jesus showed us that it's possible. That's part of what Jesus' life shows me. That's why Jesus becomes so confused on the cross when he says, Lamath, Lamath, sabachthani. He says, why have you forsaken me, O God? Because now our sins are placed upon Jesus. And when they're placed upon him, there's a separation between him and God. And that's the first time it ever happened for him. And it's confusing. Thank God that didn't last forever. And the Holy Spirit has come to live through us. So here's what I'm going to ask you. I've talked to you weeks before about our need for studying the Bible, reading the Bible, looking through the commandments of God, trying to gather an understanding. Are you willing to show others how wise you are by following God's commands? I know some of you might be sitting there going, well, I'm not very wise. And this past week I proved it on such and such a day of the week. Are you willing to show how wise you are by living God's commands? This world needs that. This world needs that more than anything else. And you don't live them by your own power. You live them by God's power living in and through you. Are you willing to do that? Let's pray. Lord, Moses brings some good words to the people, telling them that all they need to do is live your commands and wisdom and understanding will be known through them. And other nations will come and say and look and say, wow, we want the same thing. How wise this people is. How wise they are to live your commands. So Lord, help us to see these commands as not burdensome and difficult, but to see them as wisdom and understanding, to see them as livable, and that as we live them, that they will draw people to you. Please help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.